Hey, it's Big Joe for Absolute Comfort, your trusted independent American Standard Air dealer. And owner Chris Wedekin sells the Mitsubishi Electric Mini Split, a great option for heating and cooling where ductwork can't be installed.
If you have one of those homes that has baseboard heat or electric heat, ceiling cable heat, these can be specifically designed for those houses, because in those houses, it's very difficult having to do all the construction and remodeling that goes with adding ductwork into those types of homes.
Find out more by going to AbsoluteComfort.org. Absolute Comfort is your trusted independent American Standard Air Mitsubishi Electric Elite Ductless Pro dealer.
So let's rock it.
My name is Nigel. Jason Hammer right over there. Great news, everybody. Congress, over the weekend, under the cover of night, decided and voted to spend a bunch of money on a border.
All right. Now we're finally going to fix things here in the United States.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to mislead you. It's not our border. It's Ukraine's border.
Oh. Well,
yeah.
Then.
Yeah, they were a bunch of congressmen waving Ukraine flags after they got the $60 billion to go to Ukraine.
And when you say waving Ukraine flags, that wasn't it. They gave taxpayer money to Ukraine, gave our border a middle finger, and waved flags and chanted Ukraine. That's not some sort of protest in a college campus. That's happening at the people's house.
Now, there was a border security package on the table, right? There was the TikTok ban. There was supporting Taiwan. There was aid to Ukraine. There was weapons for Israel. There was border security, right?
Correct.
They didn't package them all to one. They got them each to vote. But guess what? The southern border bill... Yeah, that got shot down.
So everything but our border went through.
It's stupid because the Senate's already sitting on H.R. 2, which is Secure the Border Act. Pointless anyway. But yeah, you're right. They voted down our border. But
so this is how some of your favorite Indiana House reps voted. Democrat Frank Mervan. He voted yes to give Ukraine money. Yes to give Taiwan money. Yes to give Israel money. No for the border. Rudy Yakim, Republican. Yes to give Ukraine money. Yes to give all of our other allies money. He was yes across the board.
He was yes.
Jim Banks. He was a yes for border security. He was a no for Ukraine. Jim Baird. He was a yes for border security. He was a no for Ukraine. Victoria Spartz, she was a yes for border security. She was a no for Ukraine.
And she's from Ukraine.
Right. Greg Pence was yes to everything. Yes to the border, yes to Ukraine. Andre Carson, he was yes to Ukraine. He was no for Israel and no for the border. Andre Carson, ladies and gentlemen. Yes to Ukraine, no to an actual ally of the United States, and no to our border. Larry Bouchon, he was yes for everything. Ukraine gets money, but he was yes on the border. And Erin Houchin, she also was yes on everything. Border was yes, but so was Ukraine. So there's a lot of folks that you have probably voted for in the past that thought Ukraine... We got to make sure they get their money first, and then maybe we'll pass through something for us here in the United States.
Well, there's no reason to think that even if that specific border security bill that was on the table would have gotten through, that the Senate would have passed that. They said they have H.R. 2, the Security Border Act. Schumer's sitting on it with his fat ass and not doing anything with it.
I mean, you almost have to tip your hat to Andre Carson, right? He is who he is. Giving Israel a middle finger, giving the United States a middle finger, but you damn well better make sure that you give Ukraine money. That's Andre Carson.
You know what? Giving Ukraine money, okay, fine. Where is this money going? Is $60 billion going to do it? What's the end game here? Like, what? So that's going to put them over the edge then, right?
And listen, I would say the same thing about Israel. Like, one, I'm not even sure Israel needs the money per se, but before we start passing out money to allies or people who are not allies, we got to take care of us first. It has to be America first. And that's not the case right now. It's America last.